concerning the second coming of the Lord.
主再来这个真理, 按照我们实际经验来说, 是一个圣经的教义。
This truth, as far as our practical experience is concerned, is a doctrine in the Bible.
对吧? 我说圣经教义意思就是说, 我们不能够从圣经以外的材料来证明这些真理。
What I mean by a biblical doctrine is that we cannot from sources outside the Bible to prove this doctrine.
因为所有圣经的教义都是如此。
And it's not only this, but it's same for all the biblical doctrines.
因为讲到教义呢, 唯一的根据就是圣经的教训。
And because when we come to doctrines, the only basis for doctrines is the Bible.
因为基督教的教义就是按照圣经来的。
Because the Christianity's doctrine came from the Bible.
从我们实际的经验来说, 主再来的事情, 我们除去圣经的教训, 没有办法知道。
From our practical experiences outside the Bible, we cannot come to know about the second coming.
所以我们先要看一看, 圣经上有没有讲关乎主再来的这些个教义。
So we're going to look in the Bible, see where are the teachings concerning the second coming.
简单的, 其实圣经这方面教义很多很多。
Actually, there are many places in the Bible that teach it.
简单的我选两段的经文来看一看。
I'm going to just pick two passages as to look at it briefly.
首先,在使徒行传第一章,从第九节到第十一节讲到这样的事情。
First of all, in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11 teaches this.
这里圣经告诉我们说,天使们说的这个话,然后呢,主耶稣讲了,他就被提上升了,在第十节开始。 当他往上去,他们定睛望天的时候,忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边,说,加利利人啊,你们为什么站着望天呢?这离开你们被接升天的耶稣,你们见他怎样往天上去,还要怎么样来?那这里告清楚地告诉我们说,当主耶稣被接升天的时候,
Here, this passage clearly teaches us that when Jesus ascended to heaven,
那门徒, 有点失落感,不知道怎么办。
The disciples feel lost, they didn't know what to do.
这时候天使告诉他们说,
At this time the angel told them,
你们不要失望,
Don't be disappointed.
你们看见你的主现在怎么样往天上去,
The way you see the Lord, how he was taken from you into heaven,
他还要照样再来。
In the same way, he will come back in the same way.
然后我再提一节圣经,我不会翻经文了。
I'm going to mention another passage that you don't have to turn the Bible.
在约翰福音14章那里开始的时候告诉我们说,
In John chapter 14, in the beginning of 14, chapter 14 tells us,
主耶稣说我要离开这个世界,往我的家里,父的家里去。
Jesus says, I'm going to leave this world and go to my father's place.
我去为你们预备地方。
I'm going to prepare a place for you.
将来把这个地方预备好了,我要再来接你们到我那里去。
When the place is prepared, I'm going to come and to take you there with me.
然后再一处经文呢,是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第4章。
Another passage that teaches this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦的前书第4章那里是对一番 因为失掉了所爱的人而感觉失望的,这是个基督徒说的。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 is for those who have lost their loved ones and feel sorrowful in their heart. It's written for them.
这时候保罗就教导这些个人说,
So in this passage, Paul teaches these Christians,
面对这样的情形,你用不着觉得没有盼望。
So when you're faced with this kind of situation, you don't have to feel hopeless and lost.
那这里保罗就告诉我们说, 将来有一天呢, 主必亲自降临,从天降临。
In verse 16, 1 Thessalonians 4:16 teaches us, For the Lord himself will come down from heaven.
然后下面说他来的时候怎么样?
And then he teaches us what would be like for him to do.
有呼叫的声音,天使长的声音,又有神的号水响, 那在基督里, 死了的人必先复活。
And verse 16 says, There will be a loud command, a voice of the archangel, a trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
以后我们是活着还存留的人,必和他们一同被提到云里, 在空中与主相遇。
Verse 17 says, And those who are still alive, left will be caught up together with them in a cloud to meet the Lord.
这里这几节圣经呢, 就讲了主, 再来的事实。
So all these passages teach us the truth concerning the second coming.
也讲了一部分主再来的目的。
And also concerning the purpose of the second coming.
也讲了一部分主再来的方式。
And also the manner in which the Lord will come.
简单的我们要把这几件事情略略的提一提。
So now we're going to briefly mention these two.
讲到主再来这件事呢，都可以说基督徒都承认。
As we come to the second coming of the Lord, many Christians will acknowledge that.
但是不同宗派或者不同立场的基督徒呢，相信，但是却有一个不同的解释。
Now, the different denominations, they'll believe that this fact, but they have different interpretation of this fact.
那么有的人说呢，主的确是再来。
Some people say, Lord is truly indeed will come.
再来什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
比如说圣经说圣灵降临的时候啊。
Some people say Bible teaches when the Holy Spirit comes.
主耶稣要因着圣灵来进入我们心里。
And Jesus will, through the Holy Spirit, come into our hearts.
换句话说， 你相信主耶稣了，你重生了，圣灵进入你心了，这就是带来了，主来到你心里了。
In other words, when you accept Christ, you are saved, the Holy Spirit comes into you, then this is the second coming of the Lord.
那这个不是圣经的教训。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
不是说单单圣灵来住在你心里。
The Bible, the second coming is not just the Holy Spirit living in you.
有人又说呀，主再来是说慢慢的将来有一天呢，这个社会进步了，变得更好了。
Some people say the second coming of the Lord is one day when the society transforms itself, becomes better.
到那时候主耶稣就再来了。
At that time the Lord will come.
但是这个不是圣经的教训。
So this is not the teaching of the Bible.
圣经的教训这里很清楚地告诉我们有几件事情。
The Bible's teaching clearly teaches us several things.
头一件事值得注意的就是说，天使对门徒说，你们看见他怎么样往天上去，他也必要怎么样再来。
The angel clearly says the way which Jesus ascended to heaven was also in the same manner return.
那主耶稣怎么样往天上去的？
Now how did Jesus go up into heaven?
不是说圣灵上天了，耶稣就上天了。
No, it's not when Holy Spirit ascended and Jesus ascended.
也不是社会进步了，就等于主再来了。
Nor does the Bible show that when the society progresses, the return of the Lord will come.
主耶稣升天被提上天宫的时候啊，是门徒亲眼看见他的肉身被提到天宫去了。
So when Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciples visibly saw him was taken up.
那么将来他再来的时候，也要这样再来。
So when he comes again, he will in the same manner return.
那在圣经里边呢，或者解释圣经的人呢，有常常用的一句话这样说。
So many people the biblical interpreters will often quote a verse says this.
主耶稣的再来呢，是有形有体的，就是说他有他的身体，而且我们看得见。
And so that when Jesus returns, he'll be visible and bodily return. That means we can see him.
不是说我们的想象或者我们灵里面的一个感觉。
So this is not our imagination or it's a feeling in your heart.
乃是真正他带着他你看得见的那个身体。
But that he will return with a body that's visible to all.
他真正有形有体的来到这个世界。
And he will physically return to earth.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
如果单单是灵里面的再来呢，那主耶稣早就来过了。
Now if it's a spiritual return, then Jesus has already returned.
那个不是圣经所讲的他再来。
But that's not what the Bible's teaching concerning the second coming.
乃是他自己叫我们能看得见的那么来。
But that he himself will return.For us to see.
因为这个原因呢，主的再来是一个历史上的事实。
Now, because of this, the second coming of the Lord is a historical fact.
那我说历史上事实，不是说过去的历史。
When I say historical fact, I'm not talking about the history in the past.
乃是在人类的经验里面，整个都是一个历史的事实。
But that in human experience, the whole event will become a historical fact.
那就是说在未来。在历史上有一个固定的时刻，主耶稣要再来。
That means in future in human history, there will be a fixed moment when Jesus will return again.
因为只有他有形有体的在我们中间的来在我们中间的时候。
Because only when he has come bodily and physically among us.
那而且，那么这个呢，才是一个真正在历史上一个具体的事实。
And only when he returns that way, then this will become a historical fact.
而且呢，他这个要如果这样来，有形有体的来呢，是人都看得见的。
That when he returns, it'll be bodily and physically present for everyone to see.
不晓得你们有没有听过这样的讲解再来的事情。
I don't know whether you have listened to this kind of teaching concerning the subject.
我在年轻的时候曾听过主来的时候是秘密的来。
I heard when I was young that people taught me when Jesus returned would be very secretive.
那么等到耶稣来的时候。
And when Jesus returns.
那些个真正爱主的或者主所喜欢的人被提走了。
Then those who truly love the Lord, they'll be picked up and go to heaven.
那些个不信的或者马马虎虎的基督徒。
And those non-believer and so-so Christians,
可能就被留下了。
They might be left here on earth.
我记得我在读大学的时候，有一次教会有一个特别的真正的灵灵的大复兴。
When I was in college, I remember in our church we had a truly spiritual revival.
那么在那个时候呢，我们有一个聚会，本来是晚上一个钟头聚会，结果拖了38分钟。
The time we had a meeting at church, it was supposed to be 1 hour, but it stretched to 38 hours long.
对，真正灵里面的复兴。
A true spiritual revival.
很多人在礼堂里边在那儿祷告认罪，整夜两整夜不睡觉。
And many people were confessing their sins and were repenting and praying to God and weeping and for 2 nights they didn't sleep.
有一个学生在开始复兴的时候不在。
A student, when the beginning of this revival, he was not there.
到晚上他回到宿舍去了。
And the evening he returned to the dorms.
已经夜里一点多了，发现他的同房还没有回来。
One in the morning he found out his roommates weren't there.
怎么还不回来？
How come they're not here so late in the night?
然后找别人到对面宿舍开个门一看，房也空着。
When he went over to the dorm across the street, he found out the rooms are empty.
再过另外一房一开门，那房也空着。
He went to another dorm, and that's empty also.
同学都不在。
All his classmates were gone.
心里惊了。
Now he was very alarmed.
主再来了，把我剩下了。
Some people will teach at that kind of teaching.
这个不是圣经的教训。
This is not what the Bible.
圣经没有告诉我们说他来的时候好像偷偷的。
The Bible didn't teach that he's going to come secretively.
有的人看见了，有人不知道。
Somebody will see him, and some other people won't know.
他来是人都看见。
When he comes, everyone will see him.
主耶稣自己说，那些个用枪扎我的人都会看见。
Jesus himself says those who told him was a spear, they all see him.
当然那是象征的话语。
Of course, that's a symbolic.
但是呢，就是表明，就是抵挡我的人、不信的人也都可能知道。
The meaning is that those who opposes him, they too will know the second coming.
然后再一个，他来的时候的方式值得注意的就是，他来的时候是突然。
Now, the manner in which he returns, that's noteworthy also. That is, he will suddenly come.
圣经上多处讲到这件事情。
Bible teaches this fact many places.
你比如说圣经里讲的比喻，说人子来就是主耶稣来呀，要像贼在夜间来到一样。
The Bible teaches that when the Lord returns, it'll be like a thief in the night. What does that mean?
主耶稣来偷你的钱。
That means Jesus will come and steal your money.
他不是。
No, that's not teach that. What do you mean?
贼像贼来的意思是说贼。在你没有防备的时候，他会来。
Maybe that when Jesus returns, will be like a thief. Thief come when you least expected the thief to come.
为什么原因？你随时要警醒预备啊。
Because of that, you need to be alert all the time.
你一晚睡觉的时候要把你的房门锁好。
You have to lock your doors when you sleep at night.
因为贼呢是在你没有防备的时候他来了。
Because thief will come when you least expected.
等贼来了，你再锁门来不及了。
It'd be too late for you to lock the door when thieves had already came.
我们在等候主来呢，也是要随时警醒预备。
Now, same matter, we too are waiting for the coming of the Lord. We have to be alert.
你不能够说今天我得罪主了，我
今天没空了，我不认罪。
Because I say today I offended the Lord, but I don't have time to confess my sin.
等我知道耶稣来的时候再认罪了。
I know when Jesus comes, I'll confess my sin.
或者那些没信主的人说，哎，不要紧，有的是时间，我今天不信，明天再信了。
Well, some Christians say that's okay. I don't have time. I don't want to believe accept Lord today. I'll wait for tomorrow.
或者等我知道耶稣来的时候，我再悔改嘛。
Or when I do know when the Lord is coming again, I'll repent then.
耶稣来就来了。
So when Jesus comes, he comes.
如同贼一样，你没有把没有时间预备。
You don't have time to prepare.
你不能等他来的时候你再预备，一定再认罪。
You cannot prepare yourself, knowing he'll return, when he returns and prepare yourself.
你也不能够说等耶稣来的时候，你才会感谢耶稣。
Nor can you know that when he returns that you can be prepared to repent and accept him.
你需要随时警醒。
You have to be alert all the time and be prepared.
这是个非常重要的实际的功课。
This is a very important practical lesson.
但是这里有一个问题。
Now there's a question.
圣经里面多次讲主耶稣说我必快来。
Many places Bible teaches that Jesus says I'll be returning quickly.
约翰听到这句话启示录最末了说主啊我愿你来。
And John in the end of Revelation says Lord come.
主耶稣说我必快来
Jesus says I'll be returning quickly
怎么快来
How quick How quickly
从主耶稣被提升天到现在已经两千年了
It's almost 2,000 years since Jesus was taken up to heaven
那么如果两千年还不来怎么快来
2,000 years he has not returned How could he be quickly
而且将来主耶稣什么时候来我们 还不知道
We still don't know when he's going to be returning
所以主耶稣来的那个不是
We think maybe it's not so quick.
那么圣经说你我必快来，你怎么解释呢？
那好，就是 you interpret the Bible teaching that he'll be returning quickly.
圣经里面多次讲到我必快来。
Many places Bible teaches that Jesus says he's returning quickly.
但是这个快啊，不是说在从他讲话到他来的时候。只有几秒钟或者是那么样快吧
The quick is that refers to that the time he made the promise to return and time he actually returned is a very couple of seconds, very short. Does not mean that.
这个等待的时间在神的眼中不是一个问题
Now the time which overlap between his two comings is not a big problem in God's eyes.
因为圣经没有从来没有把那样的时间看得重要
Because the Bible never looked at thistime duration is very important.
彼得后书告诉我们说在主看来一日如千年千年如一日
yeah, because, and 2 Peter teaches us in God's eyes a thousand days is a year is like a day
在他来说他没有计算那样的时间
in God's eyes God did not count that kind of time
这里讲到主耶稣他要快来啊
and when the Bible teaches that Jesus is returning quickly
乃是他来的时候来的那个动作很快
this act of coming the act of coming itself is very quick
你说知道主要来了你现在我赶快信耶稣可能来不及了
when you see that the Lord is coming and say oh I need to accept Christ now it'll be too late
我曾读过一个很有趣的考古学家的故事
I read a archaeological story very interesting one
I'm a,挖掘在意大利挖掘这个一个地区的时候
And when they were digging a place in Italy
在这个一个很大的活的火山的旁边
In a live volcano right beside a live volcano
我最近已经有那时候说有差不多几百年这火山没有爆发
And they were saying that, that they know that this volcano has not erupted for hundreds of years
但是在他挖掘这个动作以后呢又曾爆发过
But after they began digging the volcano has erupted
在他们挖掘的时候就挖到一个被火山的灰埋住的房子
When they were digging they found a house which was buried in volcanic ash
那么在他们挖的时候就发现有一个小房子
When they were digging they found it was a small hut
有一个人呢被埋在火山的灰就埋在房子旁边了
A person was buried in this ash was next to the house
他站在这个房子门口
He was standing next to the door of the house
手里拿着钥匙在那里要去开他自己的门
He held a key and was trying to open his own door
这火山的灰一来呢
When the ash came
就把他 埋在里面就站在那里要开门。
And so he was buried in that position trying to open the door.
那我们推论呢，是这个人呢知道火山来了，他想逃到自己房里去。
Now we might reason that this person know the volcano is erupting, he want to try to escape into his own house.
他拿出钥匙来站在门口就要开门了。
He opened up, tried to open the door.
但是火山的灰来了。
But the ash came.
他没有 连开门进房的机会都没有了。
He didn't have the opportunity to open the door and go into the house.
这个火山的灰那么快的就把他埋在那里了。
And the ash came and buried him so quickly.
那这里你可以说火山的那个灰啊来得太快了。
Some people might say the ash fell down too quickly.
主说我必快来。
When Jesus says I'll return quickly.
这样大概就讲的是这么样的快跑。
It means that how quick he's going to return.
他来说来就来。
When he comes, he's coming quickly.
实际上彼得在彼得后书里就用了这样的话。
And actually Peter in 2 Peter used this kind of wording.
他说来就来。必不迟延
and the Lord will come and will not delay.
那当然如果他的来那么快的话
if his return is so quick,
那我们应该怎么样随时警醒预备我们自己呢？
Then how can we be alert and prepare ourselves?
你不能说等到主再来的时候你知道他来了你才开始预备你自己。
You cannot wait until you know that the Lord is coming then prepare yourself.
没有这样的可能。
It's not possible.
没有这样的机会。
Then you don't have that opportunity.
也就是为那个原因，主一再的提醒我们，保罗也一再提醒我们，我们要随时警醒，预备主的再来。
That's for this reason that Paul as well as our Lord teach us in many places that we have to be alert.
为这个原因，我们今天就应该常常的警醒，预备我们自己。
Starting today, we need to be alert and waiting for ourselves.
我们知道主耶稣还没有来。
We know that the Lord has not returned yet.
但是我们不知道他准什么时候来。
But we do not know when he will return.
为这个原因，我们应该随时警醒，预备自己。
For that reason, we should be alert and wait and prepare ourselves.
那然后另外的一件事，我们需要稍微提一提的呢
？Another thing we need to mention
就是主为什么要来
？That is why he needs to return.
主再来的目的是什么呢
？What's the purpose of his second coming?
基本上有几件事情我们可以提一提。
And several things we can mention.
有的时候我们像约伯一样在那里心里发牢骚。
Some of us maybe like Job complaining in our heart.
我这么样敬畏神，神现在叫我遭遇这么多苦难。
I revere the Lord, and Lord let me suffer all these difficulties.
但是那些恶人，那些个坏人。他们一生过得很舒服。
But those wicked people, they live very well.
诗篇也有好多这样的话。
And Psalm has many teachings.
那些个抵挡神的人，那些个得罪神的人，他们过了很舒服的生活。
Those people who oppose God, they live very well.
那敬畏神的人却忍受各种痛苦。
And those who revere God suffer.
我们的神是不是很不公平呢
？Is God being unfair?
有一天穆迪先生在去讲道的时候
，One day when Moody went out to preach,
他就讲。我们应该过敬畏神的生活。
He says we should live a life of reverence.
如果你不敬畏神，你需要存着惧怕的心等待审判。
If you don't revere the Lord, you should have a heart of reverence waiting for judgment.
那么他讲完了，到了有一个人就来到，故意跟穆迪先生要捣乱，要问他问题。
And now after his sermon, one person trying to give him a hard time.
你说这个要敬畏神才能够在地上蒙福。
And he said, you have to be, you have to revere God, you will be blessed on earth.
否则的话，将来你要受审判。
Otherwise, one day you'll be judged.
说你看看我，我从来不敬畏你的神。
He says, look at me, I've never revered your God.
你看看我的庄稼。
See how well my harvest is.
比你们基督徒的庄稼生长得更好。
They grow more than your Christian harvest.
说这是事实，大家都知道他的。庄稼长得是很好。
That's a fact. Everybody knows that his produce is growing very well.
穆迪先生想了想，又跟他说。
Now Moody thought about a while and told him,
神算账的时候不一定是在你收割庄稼的时候。
When God gave his final accounting, may not be the time when you reap your harvest.
不是说因为你今天庄稼收成好。你就永远不受审判了。
I mean, just because you have a good harvest this year doesn't mean that you will never be judged.
神算账的时候不一定是今天。
God may not take a final accounting today.
也不一定是今年。
Or this year even.
甚至都不一定是在你今生在世上。
It may not be your, when you are alive on this earth.
但有时候我们看见那些恶人做的那些恶事好像他们仍然蒙福。
We sometimes see the wicked people doing their wicked deeds and it still looks like being blessed.
但是神算账不一定是在今天。
But God's final accounting may not be today.
甚至不一定是在人。今生在世的时候
or may not be when you are still alive
那这我觉得主再来的是就是为显明这件事
I think the second coming of the Lord is to reveal that
我们的神是一位绝对公义的神
Our Lord is a just God
今天那些个不敬畏神的人可能在表面上他们过了一个很蒙福的生活
Those who do not revere the Lord maybe in the surface they look like they have a blessed life
但是主有一天要再来
But the Lord is coming again
到那时候就显出来了谁真正是蒙福谁真正是说什么
When God comes Jesus comes again that day will reveal who is truly blessed and who is going to be judged
为这个原因我们应该存着敬畏的心来生活
For this reason we should live a life of reverence
然后另外一件事呢就是主再来是要彰显他的荣耀完成他的救恩
And the second coming of the Lord is to reveal his glory and to complete his redemptive program.
那主耶稣是一位荣耀的王。
Our Lord is a majestic king.
他是一个带着天上的荣耀要来到世界。
He's going to come to earth with heavenly glories.
但是什么时候能带天上荣耀来了
Now when he's going to bring those heavenly glories?
过去他来的时候是没有加行美容。
In the past, when he came, he did not have any wonderful looks.
但世人看见他都不敬畏他。
When people saw him, they didn't revere him.
主耶稣第一次来的时候是带着谦卑的生活来。
So when Jesus first he came with a humble attitude.
他把他的荣耀隐藏起来。
He hid his heavenly glories.
他来到地上是在一个穷苦的人家降生在马槽里。
He born in a manger in a very poor family.
人看见他不知道他是神。
When people saw him, they did not know that he is God.
人不敬畏他，人不接受他。
People did not accept him or revere him.
但是他到底还是神。
But he is God.
他要将他的荣耀彰显出来。
He want to reveal his glory.
在他第一次来的时候，他的荣耀没有彰显出来。
At first coming, he did not reveal his glory.
但是在他第二次来的时候
On his second coming,
他要把他的荣耀彰显出来。
He's going to reveal his glory.
然后不但要彰显他的荣耀，而且要完成他的救赎。
Not only to reveal his glory, but to complete his redemptive program.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is very important.
你说今天我们得救了。
You say today we're saved.
那从表面、从肉体来看，我们跟没得救的人有什么分别？
You look at the outside, how are we different from the unsaved people?
那不接受主的人，他不信属灵的事情。他看我们信耶稣没什么分别。
Those non-Christians, those who have not accepted the Lord, they see us Christians, they don't see any difference.
不信耶稣的人，要吃饭才活得了。
And the non-Christians, they have to eat in order to live.
那我们信耶稣的人怎么办
What about us Christians?
不吃饭行不行
Can you go on not eating?
也许不吃饭吃面包。
You can eat bread.
你还是跟你跟不信的人一样要吃饭呢
But you still have to eat like a non-Christian.
信耶稣不信耶稣的人病了要去看医生
Christian and non-Christian you have to see doctors.
那我们信耶稣的人病了要不要看医生
Now if we Christian get sick we need to see doctor.
如果没有神特别的指示你病了不看医生可能就很麻烦了
Unless God's special directions if you do not see doctor when you're sick
他们要看医生我们也要看医生
Not Christian have to see doctor We do see doctors
信
耶稣的人有病要去宾馆 Not Christian one day they're going to go to a morgue
我们信耶稣的人怎么办呢
What about us Christians
有一天也会发生的
We might end up in a funeral home
我都是一样吗
We're all the same
所以从不信的角度来说呢信耶稣跟不信耶稣没有什么分别
So from a non-Christian point of view Christian and non-Christian not much difference
我们有时候说主耶稣救我们要救到底
So we often say that Jesus is going to save us to the end
怎么救到底
How?
有一天病了好不了了就没有了
One day when you're really sick could not recover from it we'll be gone
怎么救我们到底呢
How could Jesus save us?
在肉身在今天来说这方面没有什么分别
Now, in this body, and in this day and age, there's not much difference.
啊，
那是不一样。
But we're different.
因为信了耶稣的人，他的生命不是单按的今生的生活计算。
Now, so for those who have accepted Christ, their life is not judged by what happened in this life.
我跟你说，我们有永生。
You say that we have eternal life.
这个永生这个永字什么意思呢？
How do you interpret the word eternal?
常活着不死。
Letting live forever and not die.
如果那样的话，不信耶稣的有没有永生？
If that's the case, does non-Christian have eternal life?
是不是啊？
Is that a good question?
不信耶稣的人是不是以后也会永远活着呀？
A non-Christian is going to stay alive forever?
Yes. 当然的。
Of course.
我们离开世界，离开肉体，我们要永远活着。
After we leave this earth, leave this present body, we're going to exist forever.
不信的人一样，离开世界，他也要照样。
Same way with non-Christian, they're going to stay exist forever.
不过我们的活的方式不一样。
But the manner in which we live will be different.
我们是跟神同在，在神面前活着。
We will live with God in God's presence.
他们却是在地狱里面永远受刑罚。
They'll live in hell and fall under God's judgment.
为这个原因，我们得救不是单单从表面看，跟不信的人有什么？
So that's for this reason, when we accept Christ, it's not just we're different from the outside with other people.
表面上也许看不出什么分别来。
Maybe on the surface we cannot see the difference.
但是离开这个世界以后。
But after we have left this earth,
我们得了救的人有一个不同的生命。
Those who are saved have a different kind of life.
存在的方式不一样。
Our matter of existence is different.
和神永远同在。
We can live forever with God.
我们进入永远的福气。
We can enter into eternal blessing.
那些不信的人呢？
Those non-Christians.
他们也存在。
They will stay alive forever.
不过却永远与神隔离。
But they will live a life eternally separated from God.
他们却永远的来刑罚。
And they will forever stay under God's judgment.
但是今天这个拯救我们进入永生的这件事情啊。
But this today, now this thing about rescuing us and giving us eternal life.
从表面上看，今天还没有完成。
Now from the surface, it looks like this task is not complete yet.
要我们离开这个肉体以后。
Now after we leave this body.
主耶稣要来，再来。
That Jesus will have to come back.
圣经上告诉我们说，他再来的时候啊，叫那些个已经离开肉体或者死去的人，再从死里复活。
So, the Bible teaches us when the Lord returns again, those who have already left their body, who have died, they're going to be resurrected from the dead.
如果我们信主耶稣的人，主再来的时候，我们还没有死。
Now, if we Christian, those who are still alive when Christ returns,
我们的不必经过死亡了，身体改变。
We will not go through death. Our body will be instantly changed.
我们要得一个身体和现在的身体不一样了。
We're going to have a new body different from this present body.
与主耶稣复活那个身体一样。
A body which is like the resurrected body of Jesus.
他不需要靠肉体来生活了。
He did not longer need to live in a physical limitation.
吃东西不吃东西不要紧了。
Doesn't matter whether he eat or not.
他不受物质的限制了。
He's not bound by matter.
门徒在房里聚会，门徒锁了，主耶稣忽然出现了。
The disciples were meeting in the room with the door closed, and Jesus suddenly appears.
那不会受物质的限制了。
Not bound by material things.
到那个时候，我们的人呢，就是包括着身体，整个得救。
So that time, our whole person, including our body, will be saved.
在罗马书第八章第二十五。
In Romans 8:25, Paul teaches this.
这句话很特别。
This is very, very unique.
很多人解经的时候在这里都说，保罗讲这话好像没什么意思。
Many Bible scholars seems like Paul's verse here doesn't mean much.
保罗说，我们得救在乎盼望。
Paul says, if we hope, are we saved, if we have hope.
然后下面再解释说。但是人所看见的，谁还盼望？
The 25, verse 25 says, if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
是啊，但是看不见的，我们才盼望了。
We only wait for those we cannot see.
圣体说我们今天还没有得着，还没有得着我们救恩吗？我们还没看见吗？
No, we have, that means we have not seen our salvation, in this life.
那里保罗说的得救，就指着我们的身体要得救。
Here, when Paul talks about salvation, he refers to salvation of our body.
不单灵魂得救，身体要得救。
Not only our soul is saved, but our body will be saved.
这件事在今生不会成就。
This event will not be completed in this life.
或者说这件事情在主再来以前不会成就。
Or we can say that this salvation, bodily redemption, will not occur before the second coming.
主再来的时候要叫我们从死里复活。
When Jesus comes, we will be resurrected from the dead.
或者我们身体改变。
Or our body will be transformed.
到那个时候，我们就要得到完全的救赎了。
At that time, we'll have the complete redemption.
这是一个非常重要的真理。
This is a very important truth.
保罗说我们应该用这个彼此安慰。
And Paul says we should use this to comfort one another.
然后再一件事情关乎主再来的。
One more thing concerning the second coming.
他再来的这个时间。
The time of his second coming.
啊，我说时间不是说我们算得出哪年哪月哪日来。
I'm talking about the time. I'm not talking about when we count the days, which day he will return.
圣经上告诉我们啊。他再来的时候，虽然是眨眼之间。
Now, Bible teaches that when Lord comes, he turns again, it'd be like a flash.
但是呢，却中间有一段时间要分开。
But there'll be time when it'll be separated.
首先，主耶稣来的时候要来在天空。
First of all, the Lord will come and will be in the heavens.
他不来在那个地上。
And not returning to earth.
他来到天空的时候
，When he was still in the air，
天使要吹那个末次的号筒
，And the angels will sound the last trumpet。
在那个时候，所有属主的人已经离开世界了。
And at that time, all those who belong to the Lord and those who have departed from earth，
他们要从死里复活
，They will be resurrected from the dead。
然后，那些个活着信主的人
，And afterwards, those Christians who are still alive，
他们要改变。
They will be transformed.
那已经死的信徒的人从死里复活了。
Now the dead Christian will be resurrected from the dead.
那这个还没有死的基督徒身体改变了。
Now those Christians who have not died, the body will be transformed.
所有的基督徒都有了同样的身体了。
So all the Christians will have the same body.
同样的从死里复活的身体，或者经过改变的身体。
A body resurrected from the dead or body transformed.
我们都有同样的身体了。
So、we'll have the same body.
我们要被提到空中与主相遇。
And we're going to be brought up in the air and meet with the Lord.
到那时候，我们就和主同样同在。
At that time, we'll be live with the Lord.
刚才我们读过的《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章，末了时候就讲的这个事情。
And this is what teaches in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
这个 passage we have just read. 会给我们一个极大的。
And this is a great encouragement for us.
无论今天我们的生活怎么样
，Doesn't matter what kind of life we live today.
主再来的时候
，When Lord comes again，
我们变得不一样。
We're all going to be the same.
所有已经死去的信徒的人
，Now those who have believers who have already died，
要从死里复活。
They'll be resurrected from the dead.
那一复活呢，他就有一个荣耀的身体了。
When they resurrected from the dead, they'll have a glorious.
那我们属主的人如果仍活在世界上呢
？If we're still alive when the Lord returns.
我们的身体要改变
，Our body will be transformed.
我们也得到荣耀
，And we too will have a glorious body.
到那个时候，我们就被提到空中
，At that time we will be brought into the air.
与主永远同在
，And to live with the Lord forever.
但是呢，我们下面接着就要讲到下一个问题。
Now, next we're going to talk about the next topic,
就是关乎千禧年的问题。
That's concerning the millennium.
那我们既然与主永远同在了，是不是我们就在空中和主在那里永远同在呢
？Now, if we're with the Lord, and does that mean we'll meet with the Lord in the air and stay there?
不是这样。
No.
然后我们要和主一同的降临到这个世界。
Then we're going to together with the Lord come back to this world.
圣经上告诉我们说，我们到那个时候和主一同降临到那个世界了。
And that Bible teaches that time we'll come down with the Lord together to this earth.
请大家看一看最后一本书《启示录》第二十章。
A turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 20. After we have came down with the Lord to this earth,
就要开始。所谓千禧年的这个时代
，We're going to start an era known as the thousand year reign.
然后在第六节说我们要与基督一同做王一千年。
Verse 6 says we'll reign with the Lord for 1,000 years together.
我们那时候就跟主耶稣一同在地上做王了。
At that time we'll reign together with the Lord.
就开始千禧年那个时代。
And we're going to start for 1,000 year period.
这个是在讲主再来的一个非常重要的事情。
This is a very important event concerning the second
coming. 但是在解经的人呢，在这个地方有很多不同的意见。
But Bible scholars have different opinions concerning this.
有很多不同的解释，结果甚至于有很多纷争。
There were disputes, many different interpretations.
啊，我们现在简单的就把千禧年的这个教义或者这个真理来思想一下。
Now let's think about the subject of the thousand-year reign. Millennium.
我这个思想呢，在教会里面引起许多的困难。
Now this subject matter has brought together many difficulty in churches.
那么这个就是因为大家对千禧年的解释或者这个时间或者发生的方式不一样。
Because people have different views concerning the millennium or the manner interpretation of these passages.
简单的说来呢，在教会历史上面有三种不同的看法。
Now in church history, there's three different views of the millennium.
头一个呢，我们可以称为千禧年后。
First view is the post-millennium.
这个意思就是说，主耶稣要在千禧年以后才再来。
Now these people hold the view that the Lord will return after the millennium, end of the millennium.
意思就是说，地上先有了千禧年了。
In other words, a millennium will occur on earth first.
然后主耶稣才再来。
Then Jesus will return.
主耶稣一来，这个世界就完成了，就结束了。
When Jesus comes, this era of history will come to an end.
然后第二个解释呢，就是说地上根本没有一个有形的千禧年。
Well, second view holds that there is no millennium on earth.
意思就是说千禧年这个名词呢，只不过是象征的，代表一件事情，他们没意思。
And these people say that the millennium is just a symbolic representation.
然后第三个解释呢，是称为千禧年前派。
The third view is the pre-millennium.
那意思就是说主耶稣来。
That means Jesus will return.
然后才有千禧年。
Then there will be a millennium.
主耶稣在千禧年以前回来在这个世界。
那 Jesus will return before the millennium.
那么在我们这里呢，也许这件事不是大问题。
Now, well, here, this is not a big deal.
但是在有些个圈子，就在这个国家或者是在别的国家也一样，为这件事情纷争的很厉害。
Now, in some other circles, or in some countries, many people have many different views.
如果你在这个国家的南部生活的话
，If you live in this country in the southern part,
多半都主张主耶稣千禧年以前一定再来。
Most people hold the view of pre-millennial.
但是你如果在美国的东部生活的话
，If you live at the East Coast,
有些圈子里面呢，他们根本就不相信有的千禧年。
Then some people believe that there is no millennium.
那我到底怎么回事？到底哪个对呢
？And which one is right?
我们简单的把这三种看法对对了。
We'll briefly mention these three views.
首先，关于千禧年后派的解释。
First of all, those are post-millennial.
那意思就是说，先有千禧年，主耶稣才再来。
Meaning that there will be first a millennium, then the second coming.
那首先我们需要解释一句话，就是这些三个不同的派别呢，他们都相信主再来。
Now, we have to explain first that these three group of people, they believe that the Lord will return.
那这件事情大家意见都没有分别。
Now, as far as this is concerned,
只不过主耶稣什么时候再来。
The question is, when will the Lord return?
或者有没有真正的一个千禧年。
Or are there a definite millennium?
这是分别的所在。
This is the difference of these views.
所以我们不要凭这个来说他是千禧年后派，他就不是基督徒啊。不要有这种观念。
So that's not the view that, oh, that person is a post-millennial, therefore not a Christian.
不能凭这个来评判一个人是不是得救了。
We cannot use that to judge whether a person is saved or not.
首先千禧年后派的这个立场。
Those people who have a post-millennial view.
千禧年后派呢也分成两派。
Now that group has two subdivisions.
我们可以说一个福音派的信仰或者一个不是福音派的信仰。
Okay, so even
有很多的宗派的人呢都主张这个事情。
那 many denominations they hold to the
天主教一些的
capital is that
这个呢从最早的时候啊，就是因为人对千禧年这件事存着盼望，后来有点失望。
Because in the beginning people had an expectation of the millennium, then they were disappointed.
因为教会是一个属神的教会团体。
And believe that the church is God's group.
信神的国家呢，就应该是蒙福的国家。
A country in which it believes in God will be a blessed one.
后来渐渐的看到，哎呀，教会有的时候也很败坏的。
And gradually people see that sometimes the church is corrupt also.
我甚至于敬畏神的国家呢，也被那些个不敬畏神的国家来毁灭。他们觉得教会啊，他们不是属于教会的那些个国家，有什么分别？信神跟不信神有什么分别？他们不是属于教会的那些个国家，有什么分别？信神跟不信神有什么分别？那么就在这个时候呢，那有一个神学家他就主张这样说，他说。不是因为是教会，这国家就是一个属神的国家。是国家跟教会没关系，
对，
国家是一回事，教会是另外的。真正属神的力量了，或者属神的国呢，不是指的教会，不是指的政治那国家
啊。
那他这个
organization would truly belong to God does not refer to a certain nation。
一个国家可能有很强的教会。
The country may have a strong Christian presence.
但是不是说因为教会这个国家就成为一个属神的国家？
No, we cannot say that because the Christian presence that this country is the country that belongs
to. 会所讲的那个神的国呀。
In other words, that for the church teaching concerning the kingdom of God,
这是只是指的教会说的。
This only refers to the church.
这个教会不论在哪一国。
Doesn't matter what the church.Doesn't matter which country it is.
一个很敬畏神的国家，或者在一个不敬畏神的国家。
But in a country that reveres God or not reveres God.
在早期，你说是在罗马帝国还是在土耳其，没什么分别。
In the early days, whether it's in Roman Empire or in Turkey, doesn't make any difference.
那个教会不能使那国家成为一个属神的国家。
A church cannot make that country a country that belongs to God.
只有教会本身才是神的国的一部分。
Only the church itself is part of God's kingdom.
那么渐渐的，如果神的国教会发展到完整了，
one day when God's kingdom or the church is fully developed,
那么这个教会就成了。就神的国了
that the church becomes God.
神的国如果渐渐的发展的话，
那 if God's kingdom is quickly advanced,
那就等于福音渐渐的发展了。
It means that the gospel has gradually advanced.
神的国如果强壮了，
那 when God's kingdom is strong,
教会强壮了
，and the church is strong,
那神的国就快来了。
Then the God's kingdom has come quickly coming.
因为记得，注意一下，但是在
Now we can hear the gospel. So,
借过很多经济啊，什么商业等等的力量的发展呢，
福音的确传得很好。
那 at that time, because of commerce and of economic, I mean, the gospel was preached very well.
借过很多地方呢，都经过商业的发展。
Now, many places because of economic development had a chance to hear the gospel. The European Christian nations, they expanded outward. At that time, England went to Burma and Singapore, those places.
荷兰呢，占了印尼啊，也占了我们中国的台湾呢。
台湾跟台湾 ，and also Indonesia。
我德国呢，也向也深化的占了一个青岛啊等等。
The Germans took Qingdao and all the places in Asia。
西班牙呀，就占了菲律宾啊，南美洲啊很多地方。
Spain took countries in South America and also in the Philippines。
他们去的地方呢，都把基督教的教训带去了。
When they went to these places, they brought Christianity with them.
就在那个时候呢，这海外宣教也非常兴旺了。
At that time, overseas missionary work was very zealous.
你想到1800多年那时候，就是比如说中国卫衣会啊、协同会啊、什么很多这种。宣教的工作都发展得很好。
In the 1800s, the China Inland Mission and other organizations developed very well.
福音好像传开了。
Seems like the gospel is being
preached. 那时候基督教觉得盼望很高啊。
At that time, Christianity had great hope.
如果我们能够随着这些个国家的发展，把福音传到全世界，那岂不是主耶稣要再来了？
If we can just proclaim the gospel along with economic development, does that mean Christ is returning again?
那同时呢，这些呢，所谓新派的不是福音派的教会呢，也存在很高的盼望。
At that time, the liberal churches, they are not evangelical. They had a great day.
我们也要借着社会的演进，借着基督教文化的发展
through the Christian culture advancement, also society's improvement, through these things.
全世界就有太平了
，and the whole world will have peace.
但是这个传福音的工作和这些个社会的进步正在发展最好的时候。
When the work on the gospel and also the social improvement when they were doing very well,
结果刚好100年，从拿破仑失败到了1914年。
Now, when we get to 1914, 100 years after the defeat of Napoleon,
大家有人记得1914年什么事情发生吗？
You know what happened
in 1914,
the First World War came about.
Well,
these people had great hopes for sharing the gospel.
突然之间，整个世界都卷入战争。
Suddenly, the whole world was involved in the war.
这个对这个这个靠着这种方法来传福音的这个立场啊，是一个很大的打击。
This is a great defeat.For those who had the expectation of this matter of sharing the gospel.
凭着我们的文化的进步
through our cultural advancement,
凭着社会的这种发展
or social development,
或者人的这种相爱的这个心
or men's brotherly love,
靠着这个永远也不能够叫天国的降临。
Through these, we cannot cause the kingdom of God to appear then to come to the earth.
对于这个千禧年后派呢，是靠着人来发展千禧年，靠着这种力量的这个信仰。
So the post-millennium people believe that through human effort to advance the kingdom,
遇见了一个极大的难
题。They face a great setback.
那实际上这件事从开始，这个相信圣经的人就觉得这个。
Actually, on this view, in the beginning, people believed in the Bible.How can we, through humanly means, advance the gospel? And let the kingdom of God come upon us. This is an impossible thing.
按照整个人类的社会的发展
according to the advancement of the whole human society
你没有可能凭着人的工作能够把天国带到世
界 you cannot through human effort to bring about the kingdom of God
如果我们能够算得出能够计划得好能够做得成这个地上的天国
if we can calculate how to do it plan for it
那么圣经所讲的这个一切的应许都不能应验。
That not many promises the Bible cannot be fulfilled.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，我
没
法子知道天国什么时候
来到。Because the Bible teaches we cannot know when the kingdom of God.
那如果你能够用人的方法在地上建立天国的话
，If you can use man's method ways to build the kingdom of God,
那岂不是你可以多少算得出来什么时候耶稣来
？Does that mean imply that you can calculate when Jesus will return?
而且凭人的方法也没有办法把福音传遍天下。
Human means we cannot share the gospel through the world.
看看社会的发展。
You look at the development of society.
你怎么能够把用人的方法把福音传遍天下
？Because it humanly means to preach the gospel.
在那个时候，在以后，比如说突然之间共产党来了。
Not only that time, but later time period, for example, the sudden coming of communism.
东欧一人口被卷在共产党底下。
The East Europe, so many people were entered the communist group.
中国转眼之间完全被垄断了。
In China, all of a sudden, the door to the gospel is closed.
你怎么能够用人的方法来建立天国在地上
？How can we use humanly method to establish the kingdom of God?
甚至于，就按实际来说，直到今天，每年相信主的人跟不信主的人相比，那个比例。
Actually, you can even today look at the statistics of the believer versus the unbelievers, that number is decreasing. Every year, the new birth compared to people who are converted is higher.
实际上，基督徒今天基督徒数目很多，但是与非基督徒的比例，
There's a lot of questions today, but compared to the non-questions, the number is good.
没人凭人的方法根本没有可能在地上建立帝国。
No, because of this, it's impossible for the such established in America.
所以自从欧洲大战一爆发以后，相信地上先有天主才再来的这个信仰。
So, after the First World War, the post-millennium, they went down.
然后第二个立场是说地上根本就没有千禧年。
The second view is that there's no millennium.
圣经上什么地方讲到千禧年
？But where does the Bible talk about the millennium?
只有在启示录第二十章。
Only Revelation chapter 20.
刚才我们没有详细读，但是启示录二十章第四节到第六节是唯一一个讲到千禧。
We didn't read it, but Revelation chapter 20 verses 4-6 is the only place in the Bible to talk about the millennium.
那有人就告诉我们说了，千禧年这件事只出现在启示录。
Some people say this matter of the millennium only occurs in Revelation.
但是启示录的里面的话呀，都是很高度象征的话。
The book of Revelation has very highly symbolic language.
象征的意思是说呀，讲一件事不是讲这件事，用这件事代表另外一件事。
Symbolism means you talk about this thing, but it's not really talk about this, but using this to represent something else.
你比如说圣经中说，主耶稣再来的时候，那个印打开有四匹马出现。
For example, Bible teaches when Jesus returns, when the seals open, before horses come out.
到处是不是真的有四匹马的
？That means really the four horses coming out？
当然不是四匹马啊。
No, what's that？
那四匹马是代表另外一些东西。
The four horses represent something else。
既然别的地方经文讲的都是象征的话
，Now if elsewhere in the Revelation a very symbolic language，
那么讲主在地上做王一千年，是不是？真的有一千年
呢 ？What about the thousand-year reign? That's really a thousand years.
既然别的话都多半都是象征的话，那么这一千年当然也是象征了。
If other words in Revelation are symbolic, now this thousand-year reign might be also symbolic.
那么一本书里边就出现了一次
In this passage, in this book, occurs once of about 1,000 years.
很显然是象征的意思。
Now, Bible many, has many other teaching only occurs once, one place in the Bible.
这些话都靠不住啊。
Does that mean all those passages are unreliable?
你不能够算说圣经记了几次。
You cannot count how many times the Bible mentioned.
再者呢,启示录的确是有很多象征的话。
We have to confess that Revelation does indeed have many symbolic languages.
但是所有象征的话都得象征一个东西。
But all the symbolic language has to symbolize something.
你不能说因为是象征的话这个东西完全不算数什么意思都没有。
You cannot say just because it's a symbolic language therefore it's meaningless.
那么这里在历史上的那个次序第十九章讲到耶稣再来要做王。
Now in chapter 19 talks about the second coming of Jesus and he's going to be reigning.
然后接着到二十章讲到他来在地上做王。那chapter 20 talks about he's reigning on earth。十九章讲他来将来是做万王之王万主之主。Chapter 19 talks about he's going to be king of kings and lord of lords。然后第二十章说他来了在地上与民族同作王。And then chapter 20 says he came to reign with the disciples。那这样讲下来的话你怎么能够说他所讲的话没有好像根本没有的。那
that's the way which the Bible presents this event, how could you say this is something that's going to happen?
如果说是象征的话,它至少也得象征一点什么东西。
If you say it's symbolic, it has to symbolize something.
你不能说因为是象征的话,结果就说没有这回事了。
You cannot say it's because symbolic language, therefore this event will not occur.
所以很多人呢,都不能接受这种无限性的解释。
So many people cannot accept this view of non-millennialism.
那么最后一个呢，就是千禧年前派。那the last view is the pre-millennialism。那我再说，千禧年前派意思是说主耶稣先要再来。那，but the Bible teaches that Jesus will return。他跟所有属他的人在天空已经相遇了。That
he and all those who belong to him will meet together in the air.
刚才我们说主耶稣来的时候先到空中。And
we just said that he. So it's going to be in the air first.
属主的人已经死去的要复活.
That Christians who have died will be resurrected from the dead.
那这个属主的人还没有死去的要经过改变.
Christians who have not died will be transformed into body.
他们一同被提,
they'll be
空中与主相遇.
Taken up in the air, meet with the Lord.
然后他们和主一同来到世界.
Then they're going to return to the earth with the Lord.
开始在地上做王千年.
Then they're going to together reign on earth for 1,000 years.
那么当然这一天的这个字呢也许是有点象征的意思。
Of course, this 1,000 years, this 1,000 could have a symbolic meaning.
原来圣经里面很多地方用千字就是代表完全意思。
In Bible, many places use 1,000 to represent something as perfect.
所有都包括在里面了。
That means everything is included in it.
所以这一千年呢一定是一个代表一个很完整的时间耶稣要和门徒。
So this 1,000 years represents a very complete time when Jesus will reign first be God.
不一定是说就是年加一年那么两年一天
may not necessarily be 999 years plus 1 year, but
这是一个完整的时间,
it's a perfect time period.
那么在这段时间呢，耶稣要做王,
Jesus will reign.
那圣经上告诉我说，耶稣来到世界上是要做王。
The Bible teaches us that he is going to come on earth and reign and become a king.
如果你们读马太福音呢，你知道那里就是讲到主耶稣在地上要执掌王权。
In Matthew chapter, Matthew, you will find that the Jesus is coming, that he's going to reign on earth.
在约翰福音，比拉多问耶稣说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
In John, when Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of Jews?"
耶稣说：“你说我是王，我就是王。”
Jesus says, "If you say I am, I am."
因为我来就为的是要做王。
Like came, in order to be king.
那好几个地方, 主耶稣说, 来到世界的动画,
many places in the Bible that teaches that Jesus came to be king.
但是主耶稣什么时候做国王啊?
Now, when did Jesus was a king?
在他地上一生30多年的时间,
in the 30 years he was on earth, he wasn't a king.
但是圣经上说他要来做王,
but the Bible teaches that he's going to come as a king.
他从来没有做王,
but he had never reigned.
他所说的来到世界上的目的要做王这件事呢，一定有个意义。
Now, therefore, when Jesus says that he's going to come to earth for the purpose of reigning, there must be a meaning.
那耶稣来到世界上要做王这件事，就在千禧年的时候应验。
Now, this promise of Jesus being a king will be fulfilled in the millennium.
他真的要在地上做王。
He truly will reign on earth.
因为千禧年是在神的 广大的历史里面最末的一个阶段,
because the millennium is the God's creation history, this is the last time period.
千禧年结束了以后,
after the end of the millennium,
这个地天地就过去了,
this heaven and earth will pass away,
就不再有这个世界了,
this world will no longer exist.
我们要进入新天新地了,
we're going to enter into new heaven and new earth.
所以一定要有一个时间耶稣可以做王。
But there has to be a time when Jesus has to be king.
是要彰显他的王权,
is to reveal his sovereignty.
千禧年的目的,
the purpose of the millennium is for us.
圣经上告诉我们说呀, 在千禧年的时候,
the Bible teaches us that in the millennium,
主耶稣来的时候要做几件事情。
When Jesus returns, he'll do several things.
首先他要捆绑撒旦,
first of all, he's going to bound Satan.
把撒旦放在一个
天津的地方,
天津的地方,
and put Satan in a place where he will be bound.
然后呢, then he's going to reign with the disciples on earth.
At that time, all those who belong to him will be with him. And before the earth, they're going to reveal God's sovereignty.
等到这一千年快要完成的时候,
when the 1,000 years is coming to the end.
他做王的时候，虽然全世界的人活在世上的人仍然在，但是他们却没有信主耶稣。But
although the people on earth are still living, many didn't believe in Jesus.
他们根本就没有从心里面尊主耶稣为王。That
means they have never revered Jesus as Lord in their heart.
等到这一千年过去了，after
the 1,000 years is over,
撒旦要再被释放。
Satan is going to be released again.
等撒旦被释放以后,
after Satan is being released,
他再要引诱那些个没有信耶稣的人来抵挡主耶稣，抵挡教会。And
he's going to tempt those non-Christians to oppose Jesus and his church.
到那个时候, 主耶稣要亲自来刑罚撒旦和那些个拥护他的人。
At that time, Jesus will personally come to sentence Satan and also who support him.
然后呢就会把撒旦和他的使者丢入硫磺火炉里，永远刑罚。
Then Satan and his messengers will be thrown into the lake of fire.
然后那个时候，所有不信主的人也要从此离开。
At that time, those who have not believed in Jesus Christ will also be resurrected from the dead.
然后呢，这个不信主的人如果还没有离开世界，他们也要经过改变。
And those non-Christians, if they have not believed him, they too will have experienced a change.
所有这些个人要来到圣经所称为白色大宝座的面前。
And all people, these people come before the white throne of judgment.
那个是最后的审判。
That's the last judgment.
所有属主的人已经和主同在。
All those Christians belong to him and has been with him.
等千禧年过了，所有不属主的人，或者要从死里复活，或者经过改变。
After the second, after the end of the millennium, those who do not belong to the Lord, they'll be changed.
然后来到大宝座，白色大宝座的面前受审判。
And they're going to come before the white throne of judgment to be judged.
这个审判就是要宣布他们最终的结局。
And this judgment will proclaim their final ultimate outcome.
所有不属主的人都被放在永远的刑罚。
All those who do not belong to the Lord will be placed in the eternal judgment.
到那个时候，整个这个世界就会不清。
At that time, this whole world will come to the end.
那是真正世界的末了。
And that's the truly the end of the here.
等主再来的时候把这件工作完成了。
When Jesus comes and completes this task,
他就会把国把权王权交给天主。
Then at that time, he's going to turn over the kingdom to the Father.
那就是这个世界的末了。
And that's the end of the stage.
在这件事没有成就以前
and before this event has occurred,
主的比赛亚的工作还没有完成。
The Lord's work has not completed yet.Only after that he has returned this reign to the Father.
神要做真正的万王之王万主。
Then God himself will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这个世界就完
成了。Then this earth will be finished.
主耶稣的弥赛亚工作也就要结束。
Then the Lord's messianic work will be completely finished.
圣经上讲了我们所仰望的那个盼望。
And the Bible teaches us the hope which we look forward to
就是主耶稣再来
is the second coming of the Lord.
因为主耶稣一再来就会把所有这些工作完成了。
And when Jesus returns again, he'll complete all these work.
把权王权交给天父呢神就做了万王之王万主之主。
And when he turns over the reign to God the Father, then God will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
那就是真正我们的盼望。
And that's a truly hope which you come to fulfill.
我想我简单的就把包括千禧年的这些的简单的一个大纲大家讲了。
那 I think I'll quickly share this, millennium views with you.
我们就基本上结束到这里。
And now we're gonna stop here.
有人有没有关于过世论的或者主再来的问题呢？
You have any questions concerning the second coming?
Okay.
我有一个问题，就说你说第二次来的时候是那些还不信主的人。死的人复活，那么头一次主耶稣来的时候，那些不信主的死人不复活的，就在空中的时候。
那时候没有，对吧
？The question is, Jesus returns. Those when Christian meet with Jesus in the air, those non-Christian they will not be resurrected. And the answer is yes, they will not.
主耶稣刚来千禧年以前， no, 千禧年以前
，now before the millennium when Jesus returns.
不信主的人没有复活。
The non-Christian will not be resurrected.
那千禧年完成了。
After the finish of the millennium,
撒旦也被放在硫磺火炉里以后。
Now that Satan has been placed in the lake of fire,
在白色大宝座面前要出现的时候。
When the white throne comes up, to be appeared,
不信的人要死去。
Then the non-believers will be resurrected.
或者不信的人还活着呢，他们要改变。
They will be changed also.
到白色大宝座面。
And they'll come before the white throne to be judged.
这个问题就是说，千禧年期间呢，就是那种非基督徒死的或者活的，他们还有机会进入。
The question is during the millennium, those non-Christian, those people who accept the Lord or do not accept the Lord, do they have a chance? Do not accept the Lord, do they have a chance to be?
这是一个非常困难。
That's a very difficult question.
其中有一件事呢，就到这个时候教会在什么地方
So the question is during that period where is the church?
那时候教会是不是已经离开这个世界
Has the church departed from the earth already?
如果教会已经离开这个世界
If the church has already left the earth
圣灵已经教会离开了
And the Holy Spirit has also departed with the church
因为圣灵在五旬节以后是在教会里住
Because after the Pentecost the Holy Spirit works only within the church
如果圣灵要跟教会一同离开了
If Holy Spirit has ascended with the church
圣灵不在人心里
Then the Holy Spirit will not work in people's hearts
没有圣灵的感动都没有人能信主
Without the work of the Holy Spirit can anybody be converted
因为这个原因有些个教会呢就主张有些个教会基督徒了就主张教会已经被提了圣灵给离开世界了。
For this reason, some Christian says the church has already ascended and the Holy Spirit has left the earth.
如果那样的话，那就没有。
If that's the case, there will be no people saved.
所以简单说来呢，我觉得在那个时候信应该可能不是。
So I think that that time probably there won't be any people who are saved during that period.That's a possibility.
讲的，你不能得罪全家的，有些人好。
解经呢，必须要按照圣经的上下文来解释。
The question is, what about those Christians who have dead relatives who have not believed? Will they have any hope? When we come to interpret the Bible, we have to look at the context.
刚才的问题是提到使徒行传说，相信主耶稣，你和你家都会得救。
The question of the sister raised is in the book of Acts. Believe in Jesus, you and your family will be saved.
因为十六章那句话，当信主耶稣，你和你家都要得救，是对那个腓立比的狱卒说的。
The promise of in Acts chapter 16 was made to the Philippian jailer.
我们可以不可以把那句话应用在所有人身上
？Can we apply that verse to everyone?So that's a question which we must ponder about.
我们都可能有我们的亲人，他们还没有得救。
A possibility we have relatives who are not saved.
会不会因为我得救了，我所有的家人都得救？
Would it be possible for me to be saved as a result of all my relatives are saved?
我的汗毛实在是不好。
I hope that's the case, but I cannot say that.Any other questions? Question is concerning the teaching of the millennium in the book of Daniel. Chapter 12, verses 11 and 12. Question does that take the millennium? Well, it debates concerning these days.
这两节圣经是不是真的能够应用在千禧年的时代呢？是一个问题。
Can these two verses be applied to the millennium? Is questionable.
Yeah. 因为整个这一段经文呢，是
this whole passage
是一些个意思没有明显的告诉。
It's a passage which did not clearly tell us the meaning.
有人把这段经文单单应用在以色列的历史。
Some people only apply this passage to the Jewish history.
因为那里他说这里讲的就是讲以色列百姓圣民的历史。
Because they think that this only refers to the people of God, the Israelites.
但是有人就说呢，这个是这里说这是隐藏，因为这些话是隐藏封闭直到末时。
Some people say that this passage is hidden until the end.
Yeah. 没有告诉我们知道到底是什么日子说的。
So we do not. They did not tell us what time period does these two verses refer to.
所以解经的人呢，辩论了很多了。
So, the Bible interpreter has debated over this for a long time, has no answer yet.
按我个人的看法呢，这是讲以色列历史在被逼迫的时候的情况。
My personal view says this refers to the Israel history when they went to persecution.
主要的关键在第十一节。
Because the key is in verse 11.
这是讲到除掉长线的翻译并设立那行毁坏可憎之物的时候。
It refers to the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation.
What
does this refer to?
有人把它解释说，末日的一基督出现的时候。
Some people says this is the when Antichrist will show up at the.
但实际上，很多人把它解释说，这是指的安泰尔，就是以前170左右。
And some people interpret it as meaning the Antiochus, which is about 100 years before BC. About 170 years BC. But we cannot go into detail interpretation. Probably not.